Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. Good morning, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. Mike Wilson will be with me here shortly, and so much to talk about in the sports world. We had an unbelievable day in college football on Saturday. Some amazing things took place, especially where I'm sitting in the Pac-12, holy cow, what a game between UCLA and Wazoo, 67-63, 130 total points scored, 9 touchdowns from that kid from Wazoo, the quarterback, 2 return touchdowns from the UCLA kid. We're talking about a wild football game. Man, oh man, that was unbelievable stuff. ASU goes down to Colorado after they have a great game in Michigan State the week before. We talk about the NFL being a week-to-week league. College is not much different, people. Unbelievable stuff what we saw on the football field on Saturday. Baseball, wow. Milwaukee Brewers, what can we say about them? They've gotten hot at the right time. Looks like they're going to hold off the Cubs in the National League wild card race and then the American League race. Wow, that's exciting too. So a ton of things to talk about. I haven't even mentioned yet, yes, Antonio Brown says he's done with the NFL. Well, let me tell you something, Antonio Brown. The NFL was done with you before you were done with them. Man, oh man, I can't even explain the amount of stupidity and the level of stupidity on this whole situation. Unbelievable stuff. I'm just getting loose. A lot to get into. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and I will be right back.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. You can always get at me to talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Man, like I said, what a wild day in college football. Saturday is always a fun day to be watching football. Let's go through some of the action, and I'll get you some of the scores. And it kind of started out on Thursday night when you had USC beating Utah, one of the top 10 teams in the country, and they didn't show up at USC. So Utah goes down. That kind of started the weekend of craziness for the Pac-12. Boise State does hang on to beat Air Force 30-19. Clemson rolls. We know that. Alabama's going to roll too. Georgia and Notre Dame was one hell of a football game. 23-17 was the final there. And Georgia had to hold off a pretty good Notre Dame team that was up for the task. And I know there's a lot of people that either love or hate Notre Dame. I truly enjoy watching them play. I don't have any allegiance to Notre Dame football whatsoever. But I really do enjoy watching competitive good football games. And this was one of them. Maybe the best game in college football when you think about how close it was. Georgia gets it done 23-17, but I think Notre Dame will still have a shot to figure things out toward the end of the year. And how about LSU? We're not talking much about LSU. But LSU has quietly gotten off to a 4-0 start. And let's not forget that they're number 4 in the country. Joe Burrow had a fantastic day. It was a big day for a lot of quarterbacks when I look at the numbers around college football. I mean, Tua had 5 touchdowns, and that guy is probably leading the Heisman Trophy right now. The race is probably leaning toward Tua. But I'll tell you what, Jonathan Taylor there in Wisconsin took a quarter off on Saturday because he was having cramps, and the guy still put up over 200 yards rushing. He took a quarter off, didn't play the second quarter, still rushed for 203 yards on 23 carries. And then what about Jalen Hurts and the job that he's done at Oklahoma? So right now, if you ask me, it's those three guys that are in the race for the Heisman Trophy. But I it was an outstanding day for college quarterbacks. Joe Burrow had 6 touchdowns for LSU. Justin Fields for Ohio State had 4 touchdowns, and they absolutely rolled Miami of Ohio. That was absolutely embarrassing. 76-5. Auburn held off a tough Texas A&M team. And I'm telling you what, the SEC is that it's always big boy football. We know that. But holy cow. The SEC is extremely strong right now, in my humble opinion. 28-20 was the final there. Florida rolled Tennessee, and this is getting to be one of those years where if you're a Tennessee Volunteer fan, it's becoming really difficult to watch that football. And this is a place that had a very rich tradition of football. Think about some of the great players that have been at Tennessee. Most notably, Peyton Manning. So I know he's not real happy about what's going on at his alma mater. And speaking of that, Wisconsin rolled Michigan 35-14 at Camp Randall. And like I said, Jonathan Taylor goes off for 203 yards, a couple touchdowns, and 23 carries. But I'll tell you what I saw. I really saw a Michigan team that has completely lost their swagger, first and foremost. But second of all, I really saw a team that was defeated. I saw a team that is in disarray with the direction in which they are going. Jim Harbaugh is definitely losing his magic, if it isn't completely gone already. And listening to him speak after the game in the press conference, that sounded like a guy that was defeated. I'm sorry, but that sounded like a defeated human being. And if you're the head coach of any team, any school, you have got to come across in a much better way, at least in my humble opinion. So I really look at the rest of the season for the Michigan Wolverines. It's do or die for Jim Harbaugh and Michigan. If he wasn't on the hot seat already, he's definitely on the hot seat now. That was an embarrassing performance by his team. They looked unprepared. And by the way, they had extra time to prepare for this game. So that was an absolute disaster if you're a Michigan fan. And if you're a Jim Harbaugh fan, because the questions become much more severe. And the time in which you give this guy becomes a lot shorter. Texas hangs on to beat Oklahoma State 36-30. Pittsburgh beats UCF, and they had the longest streak in college football of games won. And that has been snapped. And that was a wild football game, too. You know, Pittsburgh pulls off what we know is now the Philly special, but they call it the Pitt special. They ran the same exact play that the Philadelphia Eagles ran to win the Super Bowl. So give Pittsburgh a lot of credit and a lot of kudos for coming up with that kind of a play at that point in a ball game. But UCF and that big streak, no longer. Oregon beats Stanford. And what has happened to Stanford? My, oh my, have the mighty fallen. I mean, this was a team that used to be mentioned in the national championship conversation here and there. Andrew Luck is no longer there. He's no longer playing football. It's kind of crazy. But Stanford is no longer Stanford. And then the wildest game on Saturday, UCLA beating Washington State 67-63. You heard me right. Anthony Gordon from Washington State, which, by the way, it was Menshaw mania there at Wazoo, and I don't know how you lose a game when you bring that guy back after what he did for the Jaguars last week. They bring him back. You're thinking, you're feeling all the emotion in the crowd. You're up 32 points for crying out loud against UCLA, who hadn't even won a damn ball game yet. And you let UCLA score 29 points in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? That's the beauty of sports, people. You can't make this stuff up. But what a day for Anthony Gordon. 9 touchdowns, 570 yards, 41 of 61. Felton on the other side, 7 receptions, 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. The 130 points that were scored by the two teams combined. This was just a crazy football game. Absolutely insane. Washington beats BYU 45-19. Virginia gets it done over Old Dominion 28-17. California, the Bears look good, man. That defense is definitely solid. They're legit. 28-20, they beat Ole Miss on the road. Colorado comes into Arizona State, and they beat them 34-31. Like I said, this was not the type of game that the Devils wanted to have after such a nice victory at Michigan State. You just can't follow it up with a loss against Colorado, man. I'm sorry. Doesn't happen that way. Can't do it. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break, so I'm going to do it. I'll come back, and I'll continue rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports. If you or a loved one... If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in one more time. Get at me. We can talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports. A lot to get into. Hour number two is all about the NFL. A couple really good guests, by the way. Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning, will be joining us. And then Ryan Leung will be joining me as well around 9:25. So definitely a good hour number two talking NFL football. But hour number one, we kind of go around the sports world and just talked a little college football from what happened on Saturday. And why not? It was a spectacular day in college football. And speaking of spectacular, Major League Baseball is getting down to the end of the season where the games become a lot more important to certain teams and they become a lot less important to other teams. Speaking of teams like Detroit and Kansas City, who both are looking at the 100 loss total. And then you have teams like the Yankees and the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are all going to be cracking that 100 mark one more time. Will the Atlanta Braves get to 100? That's an interesting question. Minnesota, will they get to 100? They're pretty close. So we'll have to see how that all shakes out. But I do want to get you the wild card races right now, because that seems to be about the only thing that is interesting about Major League Baseball at this point. Right now, the Oakland Athletics, we'll start in the American League. Right now, the Oakland Athletics, with a record of 94-61, are leading the way, and they have a two-game lead over Tampa Bay. And the Indians are on the outside looking in right now, one game behind the Tampa Bay Rays. 92-63 are the Rays. 91-64 are the Cleveland Indians. And then, my oh my, once again, how the mighty have fallen when you have the Boston Red Sox, 80-74. All right, so again, on the other side, you're looking at the Nationals, who have the lead over the Milwaukee Brewers, who, by the way, wow. What can we say about what the Brewers have done without their slugger, their MVP? So this guy is pretty unbelievable, but he's no longer playing for them. And the Milwaukee Brewers have done nothing but step up to the challenge. 8-2 in their last 10 games, three straight now, and they're three games ahead of the Chicago Cubs, 4.5 games ahead of the Mets, 5 games ahead of the Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So it's just an amazing situation that the Milwaukee Brewers have found themselves in, and you have to give them a ton of credit. Didn't cash it in when Christian Yelich winds up hitting the ball off his kneecap to break his kneecap. Could have been really easy to cash it in. They didn't do that, though. So I think that the American and National League wildcard races obviously are going to go right up to the end. When you have a team in the Indians that's one game out, the Cubs are kind of getting toward that point where three games seems like a lot when you've got 6 or 8 games left in the season. So I think if the Brewers get to that magic number of like 88, they can pretty much punch their ticket to go into the postseason once again. And under the circumstances, I find it to be relatively refreshing. And I find it to be somewhat of a very good job by the Milwaukee Brewers. So interesting stuff And what can we say about some of the teams like I said, the Boston Red Sox, who are the defending champs, and they're not even going to make it to the postseason this year. Pretty disappointing season for them when you really think about it. Philadelphia Phillies, the move that they made to bring Bryce Harper. Don't think it's paid off quite the way that they thought it would. They're on the outside looking in too. I think that the team that you take away from this and they say to themselves, well, you know what? We've done a great job. And the fact that we're even where we're at right now, we should feel really good about ourselves. And to me, that's the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, when you think about what they did, getting rid of Goldschmidt, getting rid of Greinke at the deadline to the Houston Astros, there were many other moves, by the way, too. But the fact of the matter that they're five games over 500 in what is called a rebuilding situation, I think they're a lot closer than people would have ever imagined them being. And what a job by Torrey Lovello, man. I say it week in and week out. This guy does more with less than anybody I've ever seen. So one hell of a job once again by Torrey Lovello, doing a fantastic job with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who literally traded their whole team away. Still competitive. That's impressive. It's really impressive. I think if you're the Angels, you've got to be disappointed about where you're at right now. A lot of talent there. And I had a conversation with a guy the other day about the Angels. And he brought up such a great question. He said, what do you think has gone on since the Angels changed their name? Made me think about things a little bit. When you think about all the bad things that have happened to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim since they changed their name, he brought up a great point. Are they cursed? That's the question. It's not like they don't have talent, man. It's not like they don't have some serious players. They just can't put it together. I mean, they allegedly they have the best player in baseball. At least that's what a lot of people will tell you. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. They're 15 games under 500, people. They haven't done anything in a long time. So when we had this conversation, it made me think about all the negativity that has happened to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim since they changed their name. They've had people pass away. Obviously, most notably recently, I should say, Tyler Skaggs. But if you think about all the dominoes that have fallen to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Man, oh man. It makes you really think about things. And it makes you think about some of those weird curses in sports. You know, the Cubs were cursed for 106 years or whatever it was, right? They could be well on their way back to that long, long drought. To me, that's the most interesting thing about sports. The cycles that you go on and the way that your fan base either sticks with you through it or they don't stick with you through it. You know, I'm at the Arizona State Sun Devil football game last night, Saturday, watching Colorado come in here and light up that scoreboard. And I'm thinking about what I saw earlier in the day at Camp Randall with the Badger fans and how intense they are and how much fun they're having at that game. And then I look at what goes on at Arizona State, which is in my backyard, and I'm I'm comparing apples to oranges, because that's a real big time college atmosphere there at Camp Randall in Madison, where you have 70 some odd thousand people on their feet, jumping around, doing all kinds of crazy things, versus what you have here at Sun Devil Stadium, where everybody's sitting on their hands. It's there's a big difference when you are used to big time football and you're used to a big time atmosphere versus some of these rinky dink places. I'm sorry, but that was a sad excuse, if you ask me. I mean, it was a good football game. Your fans are leaving. Your fans aren't into the game the way that they should be. And then your team winds up losing. Hard to explain that stuff, man. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. Back and once again, continue rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports. And now let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, who has gotten off to a little late start this morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I heard you your rant about the ASU game last night, and I couldn't agree more, man.
You know, it's a shame, dude. I'm telling you. You know me. We talked about this a little bit on the way home. I'm from a big time atmosphere, whether it's the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau or it's the Wisconsin Badgers hanging out there at Camp Randall in Madison. I mean, when you've been around that kind of an atmosphere, and then you come to an atmosphere like they have here at Sun Devil Stadium where they're trying to take seats out of the stadium to make it look more full and to have a better atmosphere, I'm sorry, but that was a poor excuse on Saturday night in Tempe when Colorado came in to Sun Devil Stadium and just ran up and down that field on the Arizona State Sun Devil defense that has been so good, Mike. I mean, unfortunately, they were really good against the Little Sisters of the Poor. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And when you bring your own conference in and the type of talent, the type of speed that Colorado brought, Arizona State just wasn't ready for it, man.
No, they weren't. And they got that Arizona State defense last night got a little piece of humble pie last night. And you know what? It just comes down to, and you and I both know this in terms of you got to make plays, and you got to make plays when it counts. And Colorado made plays when it counts, and ASU just decided to take a pistol to their feet and just shoot their toes off consistently throughout that game. So hopefully ASU can rebound from this, but right now, man, Colorado's flying high. They're 3-1. They have a bit of control there in the Pac-12 South. So we'll see how Colorado reacts to winning on the road next week.
Like you said, man, you know, this could be one of those games where, or we both kind of said, this can set the tone for about the next 3-4 weeks or so, because the schedule does get a little more challenging as you go to Cal next week to play Cal, and then you come back, you play Washington State, who, by the way, what a crazy game that was. You know, I'm calling you and telling you about that game, 67-63, 130 points that they scored, the most in Pac-12 history, the 9 touchdowns from the Washington State quarterback, Anthony Gordon. I mean, just an amazing football game where when you expect the unexpected, this really was the unexpected. And, I see Chip Kelly after the game talking and, talking about how his team believe. Look, man, I don't know if you believe when you're down 32 points. I think you know what I'm saying? I think you just kind of are like trying to get the heck out of Dodge in a lot of ways. And you know what? The ball started bouncing the right way and UCLA started making plays and they scored 29 points in the fourth quarter. Just you can't make this stuff up, man. And that's what I think is the beauty of sports in general. But Pac-12 after dark was literally the Pac-12 after dark on Saturday, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, once I saw the highlights of that UCLA game, man, I told myself there had to be, like, a punt return. There had to be, like, a big pass. There had to be some big plays. And that's exactly what happened. They got a punt return that went the distance. They got a little slant pass that they just caught, and the guy just split the defensive backfield and went for the touchdown. And, it's just insane. I mean, the over-under was like 56 or 58. Both those teams had the over-under just by themselves, which is pretty crazy. And I saw what Chip said. You know, you got to believe. And, it's happened for his kids because, truth be told, I mean, he does have a very young team, But I agree with you. You know, when you're down 32, it's just, man, can we just get on the bus, get on the plane, and get back to Los Angeles and just get the heck out of Dodge and move on to next week? But, you know, hey, look, that's why you play the game. That's why you stay out there on the field and you keep trying to do what you want to do. And, you know, it worked out for Chip Kelly and his Bruins.
You know, I said this earlier in the program because I was talking a little college football earlier, and there are three guys right now that are really standing out to me in college football, and one of them is going to be Tua, but it's easy for him to stand out. He's at Alabama, and he's got all kinds of weapons. Then there's Jonathan Taylor at Wisconsin, who the guy takes a quarter off, and he still has a 200-yard game. It's remarkable when you think about it. And the holes that guy had for him were just extremely large. Yeah. They were gaping holes. It was just crazy. And then the other guy would be Jalen Hurts, who transferred to Oklahoma, as we know. And I think we've got ourselves a really good Heisman race with those three guys. And I don't see it changing much. And I wouldn't be surprised at the end of the day if Jonathan Taylor is that guy to walk away with the award, because, you know, he's going to get so many touches, and sooner or later Tua is going to throw an interception. The guy's got 17 touchdowns on the year so far and no interceptions. So the numbers are remarkable by him. But again, he is playing with a team that's basically a professional team in the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, I think that it's a little unfair in that sense, but those are the three guys that I'm seeing. Am I missing somebody?
No, you're not missing anybody. I mean, people can maybe throw in, you know, maybe, I don't know, Trevor Lawrence, you know, at this point. I mean, it's one of those things where it's just, but I think he's a sophomore. Lawrence is a sophomore. He's not off to one of those blistering starts that everybody thought. But, I mean, right now, my top two are Jonathan Taylor and Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's it to me. Those guys are putting up numbers. They're putting up video game numbers. And for Taylor to do it against what was thought to be, you know, a stout defense, a stout team in Michigan, which I think you and I both agree that they're not so stout, and someone has to explain to me, you know, the ranking that they had, because, I mean, you and I both talked about it. They didn't play well against Middle Tennessee. They didn't play well against Army. And then they just got their, you know, what handed to them yesterday on a silver platter. You know, Michigan to me is, you can kind of look at them as being at a crossroads with Harbaugh. You know, what do you do? Because he's still owed a bunch of money. He makes a bunch of money. You know, what do you do there? But as far as the Heisman, to me, it's Hurts and Taylor right now. And Tua's kind of a, not a distant third, but I mean, those front runners are separating themselves out.
Yeah. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence, the numbers on the day for him, when we talk about the other guys, his numbers are nowhere near it. The guy only threw the ball 9 times. 94 yards. He did have a couple touchdowns, and I mean, 7 of 9, which is great, but didn't really have to do much against Charlotte. So
I think
I think that's part of the problem too, is, you know, you're not seeing him play against really high level talent yet. So we'll see. And, you know, that's the same thing with Alabama. Let's not kid ourselves. But, you know, let me jump on the Michigan thing for a second, because I hit that pretty hard, and I basically said, you know what, Michigan and Jim Harbaugh have completely lost their swagger at this point. You know, they're trying a new offense. It doesn't look to be working very well. Wisconsin was a bully that game, if you ask me. They just dominated the game in every facet. And Jim Harbaugh, to me, looked defeated. Okay, I'm sorry, but after the game, you're listening to him in the press conference, he looked like a defeated coach. And I think that's a really, really hard message to be sending your kids when you can see their emotions on the field too. That they were down, man. This was a beaten bunch. They're down 28 to nothing at half. And I think that, again, you know, we're talking about the UCLA Washington State game where you're down 32 and you're thinking about getting the heck out of there. They're at Camp Randall where they know they're not coming back. I'm sorry, but that's an extremely difficult place to play football. And they go out there and they get demoralized. They get embarrassed. I got to think that if they don't turn things around in a major, major way, Mike, that this is not going to end well for Jim Harbaugh there at Michigan.
No, it's not. And you start wondering a little bit, you know, what is Harbaugh's buyout in terms of if they do want to get rid of him, what's that going to cost the alumni in the school and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I absolutely agree. He did look defeated. He looked like someone shot his puppy last night in the post game, and it was just one of those things where you wonder – you not only wonder about the mindset of the kids, the players, but you wonder about the mindset of Harbaugh. Is Harbaugh going to, you know, start looking for an out and trying to get back to the NFL? You know, what's his deal? What's his mindset? So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on up there in Ann Arbor over the next, for the rest of the season, for that matter.
That's the voice of Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. What do you think of Georgia moving forward? You know, they get a nice victory over Notre Dame, which – unfortunately, you and I didn't get to watch much of this football game because we're watching the Sun Devil Colorado game, and it's tough to be in two places at once. But Notre Dame fought; they made this a very competitive football game, only lose by 6 points. Does this knock Notre Dame out of the national title contention? I don't think it does, personally. I think if they finish strong, they still have a shot. And then obviously, this helps Georgia's case a lot.
No, obviously this helps Georgia's case a lot. And let's give some credit where credit's due with Notre Dame. That defense was stout against the run of Georgia all night. They were stingy with it. There were a few plays towards the end of the game where Georgia was getting some traction on the ground. But for the most part, Notre Dame's defense came to play last night, and that was good to see. But to your question of, you know, does this knock them out of the playoff race? Absolutely not. I mean, look, they're Notre frickin' Dame. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if they're anywhere near that top four and they only have this one loss to Georgia, who's the number three team in the country, you know, I would think that they can qualify that as a quality loss in Notre Dame's column. And, you know, moving forward, I think Notre Dame's going to be – they're going to be just fine. It just depends on what goes on above them, below them. If another team gets hot and gets into their conference championship game and wins it, then that can kind of create a problem because Notre Dame doesn't have that. They don't have that ability to get in the conference title game. And a lot of these voters on the playoff committee take that into account. So we'll see what happens.
I think it'll be interesting, obviously. LSU with a hell of a performance, too. Ohio State with a hell of a performance.
Yeah.
Auburn looking good, too. Again, man, college football is here, baby. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we're going to wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment here of hour number one, which means hour number two is on the horizon. Big hour number two today, by the way. A couple great guests, Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning, and then we'll hook up with Ryan Leong, who's in San Francisco from KPIX CBS in San Francisco. So looking forward to talking to both of those guys. But I got to end this hour with a little bit of what we're going to be talking about in hour number two, Mike. And I don't know if you happen to see the latest news about Antonio Brown, but Antonio Brown has decided that he's done with the NFL. And here's my thought, Mike. The NFL decided that they were done with Antonio Brown earlier in the week, but this is a guy that just doesn't know when to shut his mouth and doesn't know when to stop. So he's going to continue, and now he's trying to take Robert Kraft down. He's going into the big Ben Roethlisberger thing. This dude is an absolute nut job, Mike.
He is an absolute nut job. And, you know, he makes that crack about Kraft. And, you know, he's trying to go after his guaranteed money with the Patriots. Kraft ain't paying that check now. That check ain't coming, Antonio. And he just needs to shut up and just go away. That's what he needs to do, because the NFL figured it out finally. The teams figured it out. He's not worth the pain. He's not worth the drama. He's not worth anything right now. And I found it kind of funny that he goes, I'm done with the NFL. I'm like, well, that's funny, because the NFL figured that out about 2 or 3 days ago. So, you know, way to go there, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, totally. Anyways, we were on the same page about this one from the get-go, and it just took a little bit longer time, I think, than we thought it would take. I think the NFL wants to do their due diligence, and when you have a player like this, you got to give them all the opportunities in the world. But when the guy can't shut up and doesn't know when to stop, you got to shut him down too. So anyways, hour number one, it's in the books, people. Hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy, and I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat, now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality proteins into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Alabama's governor has announced she has cancer. Here's USA's Robin Walensky.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
Protesters throughout Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police-fired tear gas in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Reporters saw at least one person arrested after violence erupted following an afternoon march by several thousand people in Tin Nguyen, a district northwest of the Chinese territory. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of violent protests that occur just about every weekend. They started with opposition to proposed extradition laws and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. Yemen's rebels are saying they're halting all drone and ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and are waiting for a positive response. The Iran-backed group has claimed recent attacks on key Saudi oil facilities. These attacks have further raised tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran. A Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting the group in Yemen since 2015. That conflict has killed tens of thousands of people throughout the region. The U.S. alleges Iran carried out September 14th attacks. Saudi Arabia claims the assault was unquestionably sponsored by Iran. But Iran continues to deny being involved, and it warns that any retaliatory strike on it by the United States or Saudi Arabia will result in an all-out war. Don't forget you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us in several different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And wow, a ton of things to get into in the NFL today, as our number two is usually all about the NFL. Antonio Brown coming out with his latest, I am no longer playing in the NFL. I'm done with you. Unfortunately, the NFL is done with you before you're done with them. And the guy is delusional as all can be. But hey, it is what it is. And it makes for good radio. And it makes for stuff for us to talk about, Mike Wilson. So the Antonio Brown saga is just about to come to an end, I think, my friend.
Yeah, and it's just really good that AB figured that out. That the Patriots and everybody else are done with them after the fact that they figured out that they were finished with them. I mean, it's just one thing after another with this guy. So who knows? We'll get some more tweets, I'm sure, in the next few hours.
All righty. Well, we're just getting loose. A lot to get into this hour. Again, get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to hook up with Ryan Leong here in just a minute. So keep it up close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hey, fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with the top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from the pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To get the right pro at a fair price, just go to Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
One day after officially signing with the New England Patriots, controversial superstar Antonio Brown is facing accusations of sexual assault.
Okay, short and sweet. Antonio Brown's not in the building today. Won't be practicing. I don't have any more information for you right now. And when I have some and it becomes appropriate, you guys all get it. I promise you. But that's it for today.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
And as the bats realign, they have Brown and Gordon to the left. Three receivers right, including White flexed out. They spread it against the Dolphins with an empty set from the gun. Ball on the near hash, the left hash. Brady takes the snap and retreats. He looks left. He fires the back shoulder. Down! Touchdown, Patriots! Inside the near left pylon!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. That was Antonio Brown catching a pass from Tom Brady, the first of the year and probably the last of the year for that young man, and rightfully so, if you ask me. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. My tag team partner in crime is Mike Wilson. We are now going to hook up with Ryan Leung. Does all kinds of reporting for all radio networks, a weekly show called the Bay Area Sports Wrap, where you can check it out at BayAreaSportsWrap.com. Ryan, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, good morning to you, Andy and Mike. Good to talk to you, fellas.
Hey, man, it's been a while, and you know what inspired me is hearing you last week as I'm driving around in the afternoon, and I'm hearing you report about the San Francisco 49ers and things like that. So it was a pretty cool situation for me driving around in the car, and there it is. I hear Ryan Leung's voice on the radio reporting, doing your thing from an NFL football game, man. It was pretty cool stuff. But let's not beat around the bush. I know you're the guy in the Bay Area, so I want to hit on a couple of different things real quickly. We're going to talk mainly football, but I know you are a huge fan of the Oakland Athletics, and you know what? Rightfully so, man. They continue to impress, and I know you were at the game on Saturday, so just talk briefly about their success, and then let's get into some football.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we could start with the A's. I mean, I was there last night, and you know, the A's are really an exciting team to watch, and it's unfortunate that they're in such a tough league as far as being in the American League. They're in that wild card race, and they can't get any. They really can't get any kind of distance between them, the Rays, and the Indians. And I know you, Andy, being an Indians fan, you're probably chomping at the bit watching what the Tribe is doing, and it's exciting baseball. But it's unfortunate that, as exciting as the race is, the games themselves and the state of the game is not what it once was, and so that's a discussion for another time. But at least the good part of that is that the way these teams are playing and the kind of excitement they're generating really makes for exciting games. I mean, for the next week or so, you're going to be watching like every single game of these teams,
I agree 100%. And by the way, I'm really a Brewers fan. You're thinking more about Jeff. He's the Cleveland fan, but I know where you're coming from.
Oh, I know. That's
from,
right. You know
man.
What? I'm confused because we've talked a lot about the Cavs. My mistake.
No, you're fine, man. Hey, but let's jump in. Let's keep it in Oakland here for a second, and let's talk now about Oakland Raider football, where obviously the circus from Pittsburgh wound up coming to Oakland, which was Antonio Brown, and then that circus left and went to New England, and now that circus is pretty much out of the NFL, at least at this point in time. So explain or tell us a little bit about what you know about Antonio Brown and his stay with the Oakland Raiders.
To be honest, not much. I got to be I didn't really do anything regarding the Raiders in training camp. Kind of glad I didn't because I think it was a big waste of time. And the Raiders, gosh, what can you? I mean, anytime there's drama involving the silver and black, trouble just seems to follow them. Unfortunately, whether it's this impending move to Vegas or Antonio Brown, those are the two most recent things. But I mean, the Raiders are never seemingly without chalkboard material. You know what I mean? Whether it's for their team or the tabloids, it's unfortunate because I love the Raiders too as a storied AFC franchise and an original AFL team, and it's just so sad to see where they're going right now because they just have some of the greatest fans. And the game day experience, if you ever have a chance to go to Oakland before they leave Oakland for this final season, it's really something special. And it's just so sad that they're going to be vacating all that just to basically kind of, Mark Davis, the owner, basically sold his soul to the devil, and they're going to Las Vegas, which is the most appropriate place to do something like that.
I agree. I totally agree. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Ryan, it's great to talk with you. I was going to ask you about the 49ers, man, and what's what you expect out of them? What does the Bay Area expect out of them this season?
They expect playoffs. Playoffs, yeah, they expect playoffs because they gave Jimmy Garoppolo all this money. There was all this anticipation after he got that huge contract. And what does he do? Week one in Minnesota, he tries to go for an extra yard on a scramble, and he basically tears his ACL, and he's out for the rest of the year. So here it is. The Niners are 2-0 for the first time since 2012, 2-0 on the road for the first time since 1989, and that's a year in which they were coming off two appearances in the Super Bowl, two Super Bowl wins, by the way. The excitement level is really high right now. I mean, I'm going to find out as soon as I'm done with you guys. I'm going to drive down to Santa Clara and find out for myself exactly what kind of hype they're going to generate, how many people are going to show up, although the big caveat you have to worry about is when you're down in Santa Clara, as you guys know, or Andy, you're in Arizona, aren't you?
Yeah, both Mike and I are in Arizona.
Yeah, well, it going to Santa Clara is like being in Arizona. You're basically out in the heat, and there's no relief from the sun. The temperature is going to be about 90 degrees. Won't be for me. I'll be in the press box, thankfully. But it's going to be hot out there. And the problem is that stadium, unless you're on what's called the tower side, which is where all the luxury suites and the press box is located, you're in the sun, and it basically, for lack of a better word, it sucks. So people, of course, a lot of my media colleagues will criticize Niner fans for, we saw on TV again, or we could see from the press box, there's all these empty seats. Well, you go sit out in the sun for 3 hours and see how you feel. So, you can't blame these people for, trying to avoid the sun when it's beating down on you relentlessly. And I'll tell you, there's something about the sun when you're down in Santa Clara, it hits you hard. Harder than you are when you're in San Francisco or Oakland. I don't know if it has to do with the being a little further south in the Bay Area. I'm not a meteorologist, but anyway, the sun just comes down on you really hard, and it's just relentless. So you can imagine if it's that difficult for the player fans. It's not easier for the players either. But obviously they're professionals, and real quickly, that's why the Niners, when they are on the sideline, when Jim Harbaugh first took that team and they moved to Levi Stadium that first year, he told the ownership that he was going to move them to the opposite sideline for that very reason, because he didn't want them standing out in the sun for 3 hours.
Interesting. That is the voice of Ryan Leung. You can check him out at BayAreaSportsRap.com. Reports all over the place on the radio for different networks. So if you're driving around your car listening to the games today, you'll probably hear a report from Ryan, as he will be, like he said, at the game, 49ers and Steelers. And it's kind of an interesting matchup when you think about it. You know, the Niners, like you said, 2-0 for the first time since 2012. And if I'm not mistaken, that was a Super Bowl year for them. The Steelers, 0-2, which is probably a little strange for them at this point. They're a team that's usually pretty competitive. And I hate to say it, but those are the kinds of teams that you really got to look out for. I mean, they're desperate at this point. They're an 0-2 football team. We know what the percentages are for teams that are 0-2 to make the playoffs. And the Steelers are usually a team that is in the playoff mix. So this game is a little more important than most people probably think, at least at this point in the year, for a team that's 0-2 and a team that's 2-0, and they're going in different directions right now, Ryan.
Absolutely, and the interesting thing is that you guys know Ben Roethlisberger is out for the year. You know, Big Ben has never won in the Bay Area. He's not done well against the Niners, and of course he's not done well against the Raiders whenever he's played them. So for some reason, there's no mojo for the Steelers in the Bay Area. And the one interesting thing is, of course, I'll be at the game, but there's a bar in San Francisco called I'm drawing a blank on a Survivor Cup. It'll come back to me in a second here, but Shanghai Kelly's is the name of the bar. And okay. Shanghai Kelly's is this bar that has that's a Steelers bar. So I'd be curious to see how many Steelers fans are going to be there versus how many Niner fans are going to show up. That'll be intriguing. So, no. But yeah, the Steelers fans travel really well. Garoppolo was asked this week in practice what he expects, if he's going to see a lot of Steelers fans. He basically dodged the question. I think you saw this article that I wrote on Bay Area Sports Wrap, Andy, regarding the 49ers. And, you know, he downplayed it, saying he thinks this crowd's going to be great. I don't know. Again, we're going to find out. But I do know that the Steelers contingent will be there in full force.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we talked a little bit earlier about fan bases and the lack of what I call a great college atmosphere here with the Arizona State Sun Devils, and you compare it to where I grew up in the great state of Wisconsin, and that atmosphere at Camp Randall with the Madison with the Wisconsin Badgers, and it's like night and day, man. It's just such a difference between the East Coast and the West Coast. And I know we got to take a quick break, so we're going to do that. We'll continue with Ryan Leung on the other side, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Ricky, that means they're going to try and slide the line in this direction.
Third and 18, Roethlisberger knocked away, intercepted. This is Church on the deflection. Barry Church down the sideline for six. Another pick six for Roethlisberger.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Packers have a first and goal at the 8. Back to pass, Rodgers. He looks left, he looks right. He throws an arching spiral pass in the back part of the end zone. Caught! Leaping two-handed glove catch by the tight end, Graham. Double-teamed. Defenders draped on both shoulders. And Graham catches the 8-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. And the Packers have taken the lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with Ryan Leung from the Bay Area right now. You can always check him out at BayAreaSportsWrap.com. Ryan, you know, we kind of want to talk about some quarterbacks, and you were really fortunate last week, if I'm not mistaken. You did get to see the great Patrick Mahomes. So let's start there. Tell us what your eyes told you about Patrick Mahomes.
That this guy's just incredible. I mean, he just has a certain vision. I believe in his career he's only lost 5 games. And so I watched the game, the Chiefs coming to Oakland for their final time, and, of course, the Chiefs-Raiders rivalry is one of the greatest in all of sports. And after a pretty just okay first quarter, he just comes out in the second quarter and he just lights it up. And he basically has a full stat of stats you'd have for one game in one quarter. 12 of 17, 278 yards through the air, and he throws 4 touchdowns. And he just single-handedly torched the Raiders secondary. It was incredible. I mean, this guy just has so many skills that I've never seen anything like that before. Not for somebody to have, like I said, a game's worth of a performance in one quarter. That's sort of the new NFL. I mean, part of it, though, too, is predicated by the fact that you really can't put any pressure on a quarterback anymore, right? I mean, if you even, just touch a guy and just push him, the moment, there's an impending sack, they're going to call you for roughing the passer, which is so stupid. I mean, people have called it the wussification of the NFL, and there's some truth to that. I mean, I know there's a lot of concern now about concussions, and, of course, the NFL wasn't listening, and, that's why that Dr. Amalu made a name for himself with all the, CTE and everything, and, yeah, I get all that, but football is not golf, okay? I mean, it's football. I mean, they got to figure out a way to sort of get some of the physicality back, because that's why, in a way, the quarterbacks are doing so well. And to some, believe it or not, Andy, there are people that have criticized a guy as great as Jerry Rice as a receiver because, again, gets back to contact, right? I mean, if you're constantly calling pass interference, well, that's going to free it up for the receivers, and that's why these guys have such great numbers. So then again, I don't want to bring it back to the days of Sammy Baugh either, right? I mean, we're not going to go all the way back to those days and, start talking about the quarterbacks in the 1940s, right? But, the NFL is definitely a different kind of league now. It's just that kind of football.
I agree. Hey, let me jump in before you, Mike, real quickly, because I kind of want to piggyback that. And I totally agree, man. The league has become soft is really what – maybe that's a different word we could use. It's soft, and you're right, man. The way that receivers get away with stuff and the pass interference calls and how you really can't touch anybody anymore absolutely has made this a pass-happy league 100%. And that's why you see guys like Patrick Mahomes, like you said, man – he's putting up Sega numbers, man, and he can do that in one quarter. So those are numbers, like you're saying, that we used to see over four quarters, but he did that in one quarter. And the separation that those receivers were getting was ridiculous. So to your point, the NFL has become very soft, and I agree. They need to bring the physicality to the game back a little bit. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, I was going to ask, you know, a couple of questions here for you, Ryan. You know, your eyes and everybody's eyes says that, you know, Mahomes is amazing, phenomenal, whatever kind of adjective you want to put to it. But what, Ryan, what do your eyes tell you about Jimmy G so far, and what do your eyes tell you about all these young quarterbacks that are getting a shot to play because of injury now?
Well, again, I just think they're able to take what's given from them, and that's again why we're talking about how you know, the lack of contact that you can't have against the quarterback. It just makes it for this game that is entirely based on passing now. I mean, you're seeing really the near extinction or being on an endangered species list for a position like a fullback, yeah, for example. I mean, you just don't see that, for instance, anymore, because again, you're seeing these quarterbacks that have the understanding of knowing the rules and then knowing that they have this ability, or the rules will allow them to, if they can complete their throws, to be either a Patrick Mahomes or even to be, of course, like an Aaron Rodgers. And I think Garoppolo's got the potential. He you know, didn't play much in the preseason, and that's another big problem is the fact that these, you know, the NFL plays these preseason games, which of course are mandatory to have, yet the starters hardly play at all, and so that's why I think you saw maybe the first couple of weeks of these games, you've seen some of these games that are not so good because some teams just didn't get their players enough reps, so that's also another test. But to your point about Jimmy G, though, I think he's going to show some potential. But again, he's also a work in progress. So I don't know what's going to happen today. I mean, I think today is going to be another good test for all of us to see how well this guy could possibly play.
That is the voice of Ryan Leong. You can catch him at BayAreaSportsRap.com. And you know, I want to just let's continue with this theme, because Jimmy G back from his injury, Big Ben out now for the season. They've got another youngster coming in. Mason Rudolph is going to get his shot at playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers in San Francisco, or in Santa Clara, actually, at Levi Stadium. What kind of a defense do you think the 49ers are going to throw at this guy, and how are they going to try to confuse a young quarterback?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not entirely certain. I'm sort of, it's going to also sort of be a wait and see for me as well, because you know, the two games the Niners have played so far, being on the road, a lot of people have said that you know, neither Tampa or Cincinnati was really that great of a test. I mean, the big test that the Niners passed there was the fact that they played two games on the East Coast time zone, which is something they've not done very well at all. So
yeah.
You know, that being said, you know, you're finally seeing some production out of Richard Sherman, for instance. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, had a great career in Seattle, and he's been a good cheerleader for the 49ers, but he's been pretty much that. And I think he had his first interception, I think, in the Niners, since he's joined the team. So he's been a guy who's been largely invisible. You obviously need better play out of your secondary from the 49ers standpoint. I know that the Niners have boasted a better defense, but again, will it come down to how much pressure they're going to put on Rudolph today as well? You know, will we get pressured? Will we have to scramble out of the pocket? I mean, those are things that you want to do as a defense, just to keep a guy, you know, on his toes, because obviously you don't want anybody getting comfortable, you know, having time to read down the field and make passes. Because it's pretty simple. I know what I'm saying, but you know, in theory, but can they execute those things?
No, I agree with you. What have you seen out of the youngster here with the Arizona Cardinals, who you guys will be having to play in a couple few weeks? I think the first game is October 31st, if I'm not mistaken, and then they play again the 17th of November, if my memory serves me correct. But what's the feeling about Kyler Murray on a national level?
You know, I did see the highlights of that first game that he had, and I mean, again, great potential. I mean, he's a guy that you know, it's kind of following in the footsteps of Doug Flutie, who didn't, of course, as you know, as you guys remember, get much playing time at all when he was playing. And I think if he had gotten that opportunity, you know, I don't think he would have gotten in the Hall of Fame, but he would have been a guy that people would have remembered as being one of these great quarterbacks, And I think Kyler Murray's showing how much potential he has, and the fact that, you know, it's funny how the Oakland A's baseball team had drafted this guy. I think they wasted a draft pick, but you know, Murray again is doing just like Mahomes. He is thriving in the current state of the NFL and the current rules that are in place. So I think for the Niners it's going to be a big test for them. I just think it, again, you have so many. The thing that the NFL I've noticed now that's so important is they really emphasize speed. I mean, speed is the thing now, right? I mean, it's always been important. Like, hell, you know, how fast can you run the 40, for instance? But when these guys are able to get that separation and speed, that's really what I think makes you successful these days. I mean, it's not about. Sure, of course, it's about how well you can, you know, you can tackle and whatnot. But it really does come down to, you know, do you have that breakaway speed, and are you able to make, you know, acrobatic type plays? I mean, that's what people are paying to see these days, and that's what I think owners and teams and scouts, and that's what they're trying to showcase as well.
I like the Kyler Murray and Flutie comparison, to be honest with you. And I actually think Flutie, he may have been a Hall of Famer if he would have been given the shot, actually. That guy was unbelievable. But pretty amazing that he was shut out the way he was shut out. And now you're getting that opportunity being a guy who's so small in Kyler Murray. But anyways, we do have to take a break, Ryan. We really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll have to catch up with you here on a somewhat frequent basis, if that's okay.
Absolutely. You know, I'll be doing football every week, you know, pretty much. I have no Raider game until November. But, yeah, anytime you guys want me, I'm here.
Ryan Leong, man, you can check him out at thebayareasportswrap.com. We got to take a quick break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Third down and two. Carr drops back into the gun. Jacobs is off to his left. Three receivers are off to the right. Protection, end zone, diving catch. Touchdown, Raiders. Tyrell Williams. They take the opening kickoff, and they stick it down the Broncos' throat.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
.247 to go, first quarter. Williams in at running back. Damian Williams, they fake to him. Deep drop this time. Mahomes swings it right side, wide open. Sammy Watkins again. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. It's a Sammy Watkins palooza. Touchdown, Kansas City. 150 yards receiving in a quarter for Sammy Watkins.
Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox's arm still has it now. On the run, gets it down north.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen, a 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike. Well, a lot of young quarterbacks getting an opportunity to play this week because of injury or whatever the case may be. Who do you have high expectations for? Is there anybody that you have high expectations for today?
Boy, that's a good, Doris, you come up with these good questions every once in a while, and it just kind of simply amazes me. I'm just kidding. You know what? You know, when you think about all these young guns that are getting a shot, the one guy that I'd like to see have a good game for his confidence and just for the situation he's in is my buddy Josh Rosen. This guy has just, his first 2 years in the league, he just hasn't had a situation around him, above him, to the side of him that just hasn't been good for him to showcase what he can do. And not that I have high expectations for him. I just want him to do well because I'm feeling a little bit of pain, not only for my Dolphins as a whole, but for him as a young player trying to make his way in the league. Lamar Jackson, you and I have talked to him, you know, not talked to him, but talked about him quite a bit. I have high expectations for him. He's kind of set the bar. In terms of what he can do with that opening win, so he's someone that I'm looking at as well. Mason Rudolph, let's see what he can do. I know he could spin it pretty well at Oklahoma State in college ball, but now he gets his first start of the year with the Steelers on the road, hostile environment. We'll see how he does. So. You know, and then look, we can't forget Daniel Jones. He gets his start today. There is a lot of expectations with him because he did pretty well in the preseason, but you and I both know preseason's a lot different than the regular season. So we'll see. I mean, how about you? I mean, these young guns, Dorf, who are you looking at, and why?
Well, I like, it's a good question again. And, you know, I'm really excited to see how Daniel Jones does. I'll be honest with you. The guy was, out of all the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks in the preseason, he seemed to be the guy that was looking like he belonged the most. And again, that was early. That was preseason football. But I think that he's poised. I think he's a guy that comes into that situation with not a lot of pressure on him, to be quite honest with you, and I expect him to actually play pretty well. I don't know if it winds up being a victory for the Giants in Tampa Bay or at Tampa Bay, I should say, but I do think he goes out there and I think he plays all right. I'm interested to see how the battle goes between Kyle Allen and Kyler Murray here with the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, no Cam Newton playing, and this is a kid who grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona, played at a local high school, Desert Mountain, you know, and I think that there's a little bit of revenge for him, and maybe even a little bit of revenge for Kyler, knowing that this kid beat him out back in college. And I also think that they're going to have you know, a battle out there, and this is going to be fun for them to go out there and see what each of them can bring to the table. I think with when you saw the Minshew mania the other day with the Jaguars, I think it just reminds us that, you know what, this game is all about opportunity, Mike. And when you get the right opportunity, you can really make a name for yourself. And like you said, I'm interested to see how Josh Rosen does too. You know, he seems to be a guy that should be able to figure out the NFL football game. But again, he hasn't been dealt a very good hand so far, like you said. And, you know, and it doesn't look like a really good hand at all in Miami. So if he is able to do something, I think that in itself is going to be shocking. But look, Teddy Bridgewater, he's going to get a shot for the Saints today. You know, no Drew Brees, so he'll get an opportunity. And, you know, Taysom Hill, we'll see what those two guys can bring to the table, and we'll see how they go out there and attack the Seahawks, who, by the way, have gotten off to a pretty good start for them. So I think it's interesting when you got all these young guns, and, you know, you want to set your team up for the future, and you want to have success, but you just don't know when or how to roll it out there. And a lot of times it happens because of injury, you know? So, and in a lot of cases, that's what you're seeing is guys got injured, so they're getting an opportunity. Not the same case with Eli Manning there with the Giants, but I think they're just fed up. And, you know, we had that conversation about Eli the other day. You know, there's so much bad with that guy and 2 years of good, the two Super Bowl years, but ultimately, you know, I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I really don't, but I think it's fun, man. When you have all these new young quarterbacks that you want to give them an opportunity, you want to see what they can do. So, hey, it's happening in week 3 of the NFL this year, Mike, and it may be a little earlier in some situations than others than we would have thought. But I do think it was just a matter of time until some of these guys got their opportunity.
Let me follow that up real quick, Dorf. And, you know, we forgot Baker Mayfield. You know, there's a lot of talk from him, his teammates, that team, about the Cleveland Browns coming in this year. They got the Rams today. What are your expectations with Baker, man?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult for those guys to live up to the hype. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, you're talking about a team that hasn't done anything for forever, and then all of a sudden people are expecting them to all of a sudden just shock the NFL and be a Super Bowl contender. It doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't. This today would be a pretty big test and a good start to maybe making people think that this is a team that is a Super Bowl caliber team, because obviously the Rams got to the Super Bowl and they're a pretty good football team. So you have an opportunity in Cleveland, Ohio, at First Energy Stadium to make a statement against the Rams. That's the way I would look at it. And if you have what happens to them, like what happened in week 1, where they get smacked in the face once again, like they did to the Titans week 1, well, then I guess, you know, all those questions about Baker and Cleveland and living up to that hype, they all start to resurface again, Mike.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, when you do all this talking, man, you and I both know you just put a bullseye on your back. And I don't understand why players continue to do that. But, you know, we shall see with Cleveland. But, you know, look, we got Josh Allen up there in Buffalo as well, man. I mean, he after his first year, there's a lot of people thinking he didn't belong. Do you think Josh Allen belongs?
Absolutely, man. You know, the first 2 weeks of the season, they've hung around, and then boom, he makes plays late in the game to get his team over the hump. And yeah, I mean, it's an interesting crop of quarterbacks, and it's interesting to think that Josh Allen is actually having the most success out of that bunch there so far. Again, it's early in these guys' career, but you know, time will tell us everything that we want to know. Hey, let's run through the games as quickly as we possibly can. Bills and Bengals are going at it. I got the Bills. How about you?
Bills all day, man.
Dolphins and Cowboys. Cowboys all day, right?
Yeah. As much as I'd like to say Miami, we all know what's going on there. Yeah, Dallas will win comfortably.
Packers and Broncos. I got to take the Packers at home. It's a dream start for the Packers having all these games at home, and they could start the season out 5 or 6-0 easily. So I like the Pack at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take that bad man and the rest of his crew there in Green Bay.
Falcons and Colts. I'm going to take the Colts, man. I was high on the Falcons early, but I'm jumping off that wagon very, very quickly, and I like the way the Colts play. So I'm going to take the Colts, man.
Yeah, I jumped off that wagon last week. I'm going to take the Colts and Jacoby Brissett. Yep.
Maybe the game of the day, Ravens and Chiefs. I think this is going to be a fun one. I think it's going to be really, really close. But I am going to take the Chiefs at home to get it done.
Yeah, once again, you are going to agree. Kansas City all day at Arrowhead.
Raiders and Vikings. The best thing for the Vikings is to go play a home game, especially against a team that's coming from the West Coast. So I'm going to say the Vikings get it done at home today.
Yeah, the Vikings as well at their indoor facility there. That'll be good for them to get a win.
Patriots and Jets. The Patriots are a 21-point favorite. I'm going to say the Patriots win, and they cover the 21 points as well, Mike.
No, Patriots are going to win this big. New York's just too banged up right now to make any kind of run at them.
Speaking of banged up, Eagles and the Lions are going at it. Eagles have a ton of guys out. Alshon Jeffrey, no DeSean Jackson. Going to be tough for Carson Wentz to find guys. I'm actually going to take the Lions in a shocker on the road.
Well, I'm just going to go with the home dog. I think playing at the link there or Financial Field there, it's going to be. I think Wentz is going to be comfortable. I think they win in a close game.
They're not the dog, by the way. They're favored by 4.5. Cardinals playing the Panthers. Arizona is a 2-point favorite. Obviously, Kyler Murray going up against Kyle Allen should be fun, should be interesting. I think the Cardinals actually get their first victory of the year. They beat the Panthers today.
Bird gang all day.
The Buccaneers are playing host to the Giants. Like we said, Daniel Jones getting an opportunity there. I'm going to take the Buccaneers in a close one.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you and I are just agreeing today. It's like we're husband and wife, but there we go. Tampa Bay all day.
Texans and Chargers. I'm going to say the Texans on the road. The Chargers, I don't think they found their mojo quite yet. I'm going to take the Texans on the road.
Did you, like, take my picks away from me last night at the ASU game? Because we're, once again, I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson and the Texans today.
All right, Niners and Steelers. I think I'm going to jump on the Niner wagon here.
I'm actually going to go with Pittsburgh in this. Desperate team, desperate measures. They're going to do anything and everything to try and win this game today. So I'm going to pick the Steelers.
Saints and Seahawks. I got the Seahawks, man. I think it's just going to be too much for Teddy Bridgewater to figure out the Seahawks on the road.
Yeah. Seattle is just nails at CenturyLink Field, and Russell Wilson. I'm going to take Russ over Bridgewater all day.
Rams and Browns, I'm going to go with the Rams, man. I think that they get it done on the road, and they show the Cleveland Browns that they're not ready for this yet.
Yeah, Browns aren't ready for prime time. L.A. is. L.A. wins this comfortably.
Monday nighter, Bears and Redskins, man. Who you got there? I'm going to say I'll give it to the Bears. Why not?
I'm going to go with the Redskins at home. I'm going to think that they're going to pull this off. Yep.
They get off the schneid. They're 0-2, and Case Keenum can finally get a victory there. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and do what we always do. It's parting shot time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Higgins goes wide left. Landry inside of him, and then inside of him, it's Njoku. Beckham near side wide right. Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield. Shotgun takes the snap. Baker back. Baker looking. Baker firing. Down the middle. Got a man. It's Higgins to the three.
First down play fake. Boot to the right. Witten's open. At the five, at the three. Touchdown for the goal.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got Kerryon to his right. Matthew leans in. There's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. By the way, catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday night. Yours truly is on the call, and I love doing it, and I love talking about NFL football. Got to thank Ryan Leung for joining us today from BayAreaSportsWrap.com. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
I am going to give my shout out to the California Golden Bears, man. There is only one team in the Pac-12 right now that is undefeated, and I will bet the farm that nobody had the California Golden Bears as that team in the preseason. So much shout out to them going down to Ole Miss and getting the victory.
Yeah, not a bad one there, man. I agree, because that's a tough place to play, and they handled it. They weathered that storm pretty nicely, and they came out of there with a victory. So kudos to them. I'm going to say, hey, man, let's enjoy the day. Enjoy it with your family. Enjoy it with whoever. But it is Sunday, so that means NFL football, people. Enjoy the day. For Scott, for Mike, I am the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.